I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station through which God speaks to us every hour if we will only tune in. Reading about nature is fine, but if a person walks in the woods and listens carefully, he can learn more than what is in books, for they speak with the voice of God. George Washington Carver. Prologue. Germination. In the spring of the year, I arrived late at a church meeting in Doraville, Georgia, in the greater Atlanta area, to hear a teacher expound on the scriptures. The meeting preliminaries had already been concluded, and the speaker was just underway with his message. Before entering the auditorium, I stood waiting for my friends so we could all enter simultaneously and take our seats without too much interruption. While I waited, the speaker read verses of scripture from Romans chapter 10. I could hear it through a speaker in the church hallway. I was 21 years old and young in the Lord, having discovered him as Savior 4 years previous. As a growing disciple of the Lord Jesus, I worked regularly on a collection of memorized verses, and this passage of scripture was familiar to me. As the speaker read those particular verses from Romans 10, 9 and 10, two other verses of scripture immediately came to mind, namely Isaiah 55, 11, and Hebrews 3, 1. And I saw something. I saw puzzle pieces being put together, and I felt like I understood a simple concept that up until that time had been hidden from me. I became so intrigued by the insight that I diligently studied this subject for the next several months and revisited it time and again through the years. What I saw, I began to understand at a deeper and more personal level. I saw truth being unfolded by merciful work of the Holy Spirit who empowered my life in Christ. This insight had been indelibly etched into my heart and would be something that would further develop and enhance the life I lived in the Lord. It would change the way I looked at faith, prayer, and related subjects for years to come. My deepest and heartfelt prayer for the reader of this book is that the same Holy Spirit will be present to help you see something that perhaps you have not seen before. I don't mean some concept that I would make a clever attempt at imparting in mere human fashion. Instead, I pray that you will experience a true and effective work of the Holy Spirit to help you see biblical principles and give you another dose of wisdom to encourage your walk of faith. My premise for this prayer is that I believe God wants to reveal himself and his ways to men and women who truly desire to walk with him. I eventually realized that one of the best indications of this is noticeably engraved into nature. I now submit to you the insight that germinated that day in Georgia, which has continued to grow in my life for over 30 years.